financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Why? You might ask, why? Because Rhodes debt, that's why. What the hell is wrong with you? Don't you know we have to pay for the roads?
As they're collecting revenue.
We are collecting, well, let me ask you this. We don't collect it because it goes back to the money.
Right,
state.
You're just
but
a hired
well, if no one paid for the registration, okay, let's say we just straight out said everyone signs not for registration, how would it affect their money?
I have money in my pocket.
Okay.
I think they would have a lot more money.
Okay, but let me ask you this. All the freeways that need to be repaired, that you people
want out. We've already paid for those with our tax dollars.
No, but that's, no, be repaired. I'm not saying to be put up. How do you think those get paid for?
We paid for them with our tax dollars.
That is for your tax dollars.
That is a classic order follower, a police officer. You might commonly know them by trying to justify their victimless revenue generation. Because of the roads! Darn it! The roads! Yeah. What a crock of stuff. Hey, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. My little humble broadcast to vent all of my frustrations with this crazy world in which we live in. I went to a gun store today. I've been talking a little bit about my experiences trying to figure out what's right for a gun for me and my family moving into this new house. And I was told that all they do is background check, that I don't actually have to register. And I was wondering, and I haven't done a tremendous amount of research, I haven't had the time to yet, but I was wondering if all they do is a background check, do they know that it's a background check for purchasing a firearm and therefore put you on some other list? And if so, should I continue to try to seek out a private sale? Or is it just a background check that's going to look into me, but ultimately will not indicate or put me on a list that I have a firearm so that when stuff hits the fan like it did in Hurricane Katrina? Folks, I'm not just paranoid here. We have historically documented incidents where this occurred. Remember they went around to the houses taking guns away from little old ladies' hands and so on and so forth? You remember that? So by no means is my paranoia unfounded. It's only paranoia if it's not true. I wonder if you have any experience with that. I'm in Florida, so I know it differs from state to state. Think about that. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us. 800-313-9443. We have open lines tonight. We'd love to get your take on that. How about this story, talking about police day madness? Middle school teens were sexually violated to search for cannabis. All in the name of protecting our children and the war on drugs. Cannabis, gosh darn it, cannabis.
Door out tonight. They say that teens were searched by school officials looking for drugs. Good evening, I'm Micah Ullman.
And I'm Cher Calvin. The parents claim school officials went too far by forcing their daughters to take off all of their clothes during a search for concealed drugs.
I've heard of. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. All right, Al, what do you got for me, man? Al's on the line from, where's he from? No, Paul's on the line from Alabama. I read AL.
Hello?
And I saw Hello? Al. Paul, how are you, man?
Hey, man, how's it going? I called, I
Hi there,
last
Paul.
Week. Hey, I called last week, I think it was, when you brought up the topic of firearms, and I mentioned Gunstock 45 and a couple other links, and then someone else called in. It was like your friend, and he was like inviting you up to, you know, talk about guns and shoot some and all that. Did you take him up on his offer?
Who was this?
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah, no. Who was this friend of mine that invited? I'm trying to remember here.
It sounded like a friend. He lives north of you. And he lives, like, maybe on a farm or something. And he said, you know, just come up, man. You know, we'll talk about guns and, you know, we'll shoot and stuff like that. And that was exactly what I recommended. I said, other than these sites I give you, you need to find some friends that are in the gun culture. Well, anyway, you go listen to the archive.
But, yeah, man, it's going to kill me. I'm trying to think, who are you talking about?
He sounded like a friend. It was like two or three calls after me, and he sounded like a buddy. But anyway, let me. I'll go forward, and it'll make sense. When you buy, I recommend that you buy from a private individual, and the only thing that person, the least that they will ask from you is a driver's license. The most that they will ask from you is a concealed carry permit. There'll be many that will just ask for a driver's license, so there'll be no background check or nothing. So you get on Craigslist or whatever, a bulletin board or a local, whatever.
But I don't mind the background check, Paul, as long as it doesn't put me on a list.
I don't know, man. Maybe the background check will, as far as when you purchase at a gun store. I don't know, but I would think that it would. I'm thankful that I bought by an individual. Now, on the other hand, I immediately went up to the sheriff's department and got a concealed carry permit. And I know, did that put me on a list? Well, if it did, they don't know I have a gun.
They My know you have right to have a gun. They don't know necessarily that you have a gun.
That's right. Correct. That's all I wanted to say to you, Bob. That's all I wanted to bring up. And if you can scarf up some friends that are that know guns, hang with them. Ask them questions, and to do your own background research on what they said, take notes. There are plenty of great guns out there. They're actually quite inexpensive. From a $300 to $600 range, you can get a great semi-automatic pistol of many brands.
Right.
Okay? Many. Now, if you want to do the shotgun thing, you know, I'd mention the Shorty. You need to look up the Shorty just for fun. It's great just to watch. Hit Coyote 5, the Shorty. It's a shotgun. It's $1,000. But there are plenty of other shotguns that can be got from a private individual for around $300 to $600. Good shotguns.
Yeah, I saw one at the gun store that seemed to be a good option for, what was it, $400. Short barrel shotgun. They said it had lots of room for extra ammunition.
Do you remember the name of that?
It was, give me some names here. I might recognize it if I heard it.
Remington.
It might have been a Remington shotgun.
Just do your due diligence like you've done on so many other topics, and it will bear fruit. Just take your time. Go to Nothing. That's a YouTube channel. Nothing Fancy. Nothing Fancy.
All right. I thought you were telling me to get something that's not too fancy. All right.
And they're both Martin. They review the very best guns that are. Even your guns too. They'll give their honest opinion. And you'll enjoy it. You'll thank for it.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna thank you already ahead of time before checking it out.
One final thing that's very important, okay? When you carry a gun, sir, it is a very huge responsibility. And so with that in mind, Nothing Fancy does a particular piece called Concealed Carry Protocol.
Okay.
You must view that because he explains your demeanor as a concealed carry person. You're not looking for trouble. In fact, you're coming up with creative ways to stay away from trouble. It really is a sobering talk. So I highly recommend that.
I have some understanding of that mentality and you know, that's just my nature is to try to avoid that confrontation. So.
Yes, sir. Well, I went 37, I've been married for 7 years, and I had two rules. And those rules of something that I really, really wanted, really, really bad. I was the sole provider for my kids and my wife. I'm 60 years old now, married 37 years old, and I could not take the risk of them being without a provider. So I came up with a rule. I would never own a gun. I would never own a motorcycle. Well, my kids are raised, and because of the circumstances that are going on, I one of those rules, and I bought myself a very nice pistol 8 months ago. And I bought an XDM, Springfield XDM 9mm.
You said you got that one like through a private sale. How did you find the people to sell it to?
Actually, bulletin boards, you know, like Craigslist or bulletin boards.
Well, they Craigslist firearms.
Oh, they don't? They change that? Well, we have, around here, we have something called bulletin board, and people sell their cows and chickens and tractors and guns and other things. There. You've got something down there. Where are you at right now in Florida? Remember, I'm the Miami guy. I was born in Miami.
Well, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
So I'm in North Central Florida now.
North Central Florida. Okay,
yep.
I got you.
Well, Gainesville.
Okay, Gainesville. Right. Yeah. I had a daughter, and we had to take her down there, and she was in high-risk free nursery for 3 months at the University of Gainesville. But anyway... it's usually sponsored by, well, like the local newspaper, surely there's a gun section, isn't there?
I don't know.